And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello, 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 folks. Welcome to News from the Boo. This is your weekly update indeed about what's going on in and around KBOO. And I'm your host this evening, Delphine Crescenzo. And I'm really honored to be joined by Brand Boy, also known as Brandon Reyes, who is the urban music director for KBOO and also the host of Rip City Basement. Welcome, Brand. It's great to have you.
What's happening, Del? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I just thought, you know, what a great opportunity to let some of our listeners who might not be listening, tuning in when Rip City Basement is happening, to get a chance to get to know you. So tell us a little bit about how you came to KBOO and why you decided to become a part of our community.
Yes, well, I had just finished school for the Sonic Arts degree, professional music production at PCC Cascade here in Portland. Mm-hmm. And upon exiting the program, they kind of encouraged us to find a internship. So I had an internship in Washougal, Washington at a studio there. And while I was there, I ended up recording one of my most popular songs. And I realized I really enjoyed just being in a studio environment, having freedom to create after the work was done, you know, and just being, having access to a studio all the time. So I kind of looked into where else I could get my foot in the door, and I found KBOO through my buddy Sam. I worked with Sam. He now works in the news department. Sam Bowman.
Oh, he is our interim news director, yeah. The great Sam.
Shout out to Sam. That's my guy. He got me involved. We were working at Pine State Biscuits together when I was going to music school, and he told me about KBOO, and I just thought it was so cool. So he gave me a tour. I immediately linked up with Jess on the Monday Sampler. Mm-hmm. And she kind of was my first, my first role model here at KBOO. And she got me plugged in with all the classes. And next thing you know, I was a volunteer on the Monday Sampler as an engineer. I was putting to use what I had learned in school. And I was getting studio time where I could work on my own projects. Mm-hmm. So it was really a win-win for everybody when I joined the family here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really has been. And so tell us about Rip City Basement. When does it air, and what do you do with the show?
Well, every other month, the second Saturday of every other month is the day that I have probably the biggest show that I host, you know, because I host shows outside of KBOO, like live concert events, mm-hmm. and parties and different shows. But as far as KBOO goes, and actually maybe across the board, the biggest show I host is Rip City Basement from 10 to midnight. It's the second Saturday of every other month. And if you follow me on Instagram at Rip City Basement, you can find all the flyers and the updates of when the show is going to air. But I'm very proud of this show because it's bridging the gap between hip hop fanatics' demand to hear technique, mm-hmm. and Portland's electronic obsession, because that's just that's developing fast. You know, the electronics here in Portland is just a big deal. So I try to cater to both sides.
Right, right. Which, you know, also folks call beats, right?
Yeah.
Right. So tell us a little bit about your art then, because you are a hip hop artist, a producer. Tell us about what it is that you do, and then also about the music video that dropped today.
Yes, I'm so excited about this new music video, guys. I decided to record a music video vertically. So it's really best if you look at it on your phone. You know how a lot of people are like staring at their phones this mm-hmm, way, mm-hmm. you know, up and down. I wanted to give a chance for people to experience the video the way they usually look at their phone. Mm-hmm. So it was shot vertically, specifically for Instagram TV. So if you go to my personal Instagram page at Brenboy503, you'll find this music video with a bunch of Portland artists and producers and dancers to my new song, Rip City. Mm-hmm. Which was a song I made with an electronic musician here in Portland. His name's Jajoma. And my friend Bleary Eyed, who I was an intern with out at the studio in Washougal. So it was a collaboration project that we kind of all made together, and I shot the video for it.
So tell us about what kind of music do you produce, and what do you try to make with your art?
I kind of come from the spoken word slam poetry scene. That's my background, is poetry. Mm-hmm. Out of all the things I do, from producing, hosting radio shows, rapping, singing, skateboarding, basketball, you know, all those things, I think my master status in life is a poet. Mm-hmm. You know, so I really see the world through a poetic lens. And when it comes to writing lyrics, that's where my passion is. But I understand that in order to sell it, it's got to fit a certain tempo. It's got to fit a certain vibe, you know. So I put these 3-minute poems, I put an instrumental behind it and instrumentation behind the poems, call it a rap. Mm-hmm. And that's my style of music.
Great. And we're going to get to hear a little bit of this in a minute, folks. And so I wanted to go back to the music video. I haven't gotten a chance to check it out yet, but I've gotten to see photos of it. And one of the things that you ended up noticing about it is you ended up with a whole female crew working with you producing this video. And as we talked about it, it just came about because you were hiring the most qualified folks. Would you talk about how that all came about, and what are all the different talents represented in the production of that video?
Yeah, it was actually really exciting because I didn't plan it this way, because just like you said, I hire based on skill and based on talent and based on, you know, a little bit of EQ also, like how well do they mesh with the team. And so I had a woman approach me who I was working with in an independent film crew we worked on together. And she was actually an actor at the time, and I was doing production, and we kind of switched roles for this project. And she just wanted to be my project coordinator, wanted to start assisting me with some of these projects. And so she made the game plan on making this project happen. And together we slowly started adding members of the team. You know, an art director, a makeup artist, dancers, actors, other extras, you know, just the set designer. And it just so happened that at the end of the day, oh, and I can't forget my publicist in Australia, shout out to Lady Lisa. Just next thing you know, my whole team is filled with strong women who are like really getting stuff done, you know. And I didn't plan it that way. Like I said, I hire based on skill. But when I looked around and kind of looked at the scoreboard, I realized like, wow, that's pretty impressive. You know, they're the ones that are putting the numbers up and making it happen. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of ended up that way. So I figured I'd kind of feature that and talk a little bit about it through social media.
Right. And I think it is important to do it, especially in whenever it is not done on purpose, you know, that you just are coming to a conclusion that whenever you do hire for the best skills, you know, well, that's what you end up with. Right. You end up with all female because that's where it is, folks.
That's where it is, folks. That's a mic drop right there, Dell. That's where it is, folks.
That's Yo. Where it is. I'm glad you figured it out for all of us. So tell us a little bit now about the Urban Music Director piece. Dina B had been there for us for many years, really helping institutionalize hip-hop at KBOO. Of course, Mike Crenshaw's and many folks have been part of the hip-hop scene and bringing, making sure hip-hop is at the forefront of KBOO for years and years. But Dina really helped us understand that there needed to be someone who was reaching out to labels, who are reaching out to artists, who's helping build our CD library, make sure that there was the accurate representation, and making sure also that program-wise, you know, that was going on. And Dina's gone, unfortunately. Not forever, but, you know, moving on from this role. And so tell us about how... how what that works, what the goal of the urban music director is, how you see it, and where you see the role go with you doing it.
Definitely. First of all, Dina B was here for almost 20 years mm-hmm. in that role.
Yes.
Really a powerhouse for the community in general. And I have one of my new songs, I have her written in one of my songs. I say, you ain't a Portland G if you ain't heard of me, but you definitely ain't a G if you don't know about Dina B. I be in a studio late at night with the homies. Yeah.
I love it.
So I had to shout her out in my new song.
Absolutely.
You know? But I think what she saw in me, you know, obviously like being connected with the urban community is an important pillar for this position here. And I think what she saw in me was how I am able to relate to so many different people, because what I see is frequency and vibration, like mm-hmm. we're talking here at the radio station, you know, and so I can connect with so many people on different levels just by understanding, hey, we've all been on that frequency. Hey, we've all been on that level before. I understand that because of this situation, you know, and so I think my relatability is kind of what makes me like a perfect chameleon for this position. Because, mm-hmm. you know, as a radio host, you kind of are the center of the web. You got people in the live studio audience. Well, my show has a live studio audience. Mm-hmm. So you have people out there watching through the glass. And then you got artists that are switching in and out, coming to sit with you. And, you know, I have 5 to 10 artists per night. Mm-hmm. So what's the perfect way to be, you know, if you're going to be the center? And how do you kind of give everybody the equal opportunity that they deserve? And I found that it was through, like I said, reaching out to people based on skill level and just being super, super awesome at what they do. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the artists that approach me to either be on Rip City Basement, where I feature freestyle rappers, battle rappers, poets, producers, DJs, they're reaching out to me through Instagram saying, hey, I heard you're the new guy at KBOO holding it down. I'd love to get on the show, hear some of my music, and I'll either find a place for them on my show, Rip City Basement, or I'll distribute that to another hip hop DJ who I think might benefit better from it, mm-hmm. you know?
So let's share a little bit your contact information. You shared your Instagram. Would you share that again? Is there any other contact info that you wanted to share for any artists who might be interested in being featured on KBOO or anybody else who would like to contact you about your art?
Yeah, I think Instagram is probably the best place. At Brenboy503 on everything. Rips, what is it? Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, all those places, Snapchat. Brenboy503, that's me. Thank you so much for having me on air to sit and talk about this. It was really fun.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bren. It was also just really fun to get to know more about you, your art, what brought you to KBOO. Thank you to Jess and to Sam and to Dina for helping mentoring you and bringing you here. And folks, you are in for a treat because The Underground is next. This will be led by our youth collective. And this has been News from the BOO. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. Mike Crenshaw will be your host next week, and we are going to listen to Brenboy. This is Cantina Love.
It's Brenboy, baby. Darker than night were the eyes of Fatima. I think I fell in love with her the first time I seen her. Slim waist but thick were the thighs of Catalina. I think I fell in love again at the cantina. Had this girl from Chihuahua, Uchiwali, she was hottie. 5'5 with the body, that's my type of party. I tried to rip the dart out of my heart when I got shy. Man, Cupid, you got timing like a book dog. We tend to fall in lust at night and break up in the morn. It ain't really love when you wake up and wish I'm gone. I had this girl from Michoacan. She was one of the baddest. Met her on the dance floor. This story's one of the saddest. Went from laughing to dancing to my mansion. Played some Aventura, that's music for romancing. I called her little Chula. She told me I was handsome, but she don't wanna rush things, and now my mind is canted. You can't see past my shades. I ain't no mind reader. I must have prejudged your booty shake and misread your demeanor. Darker than night were the eyes of Christina. I think I fell in love again at the cantina. Whoa. Is this what you want, I wonder? Lipstick print right next to her number. I saved it under stripper chick, didn't know what else to call her. She wanted me to shed some dollars just for her to holler. Well, holler back, cause I need fast cash too. Matter of fact, I was finna play.
It's 6 o'clock. Next up is the KBU Youth Collective. Enjoy.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Law for the People Convention from October 31st through the 4th at the Benson Hotel in Portland. Registration is now open for this 5-day conference. Panels and workshops include Facing Fascism, What's the NLG's Role in Defending Resistance to Fascism? Movement Lawyering for Racial Justice. Disaster Capitalism, Colonialism and Climate Change. What it means to do movement legal support in indigenous communities, and much more. Again, registration is now open for the Law for the People National Lawyers Guild Convention from October 31st through the 4th at the Benson Hotel, 309 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.